The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. What a beautiful,
hot
Saturday it's going to be. Yes.
Humid.
Yeah, it is humid.
Lots
I don't
of
like
H's.
Humidity. But
all over
we're
the
still
country.
Celebrating, you know, the 4th of July, and people have been off since Wednesday, and
you know,
it's just a great time of year.
I wish we would change it from saying not the 4th of July, because, right. You know, half the world has the 4th of July. I wish we'd call it what it is.
Independence
Day. Independence Day.
Right.
It's a remembrance of our independence from the rule of England for, you know, too many taxes and, you know, the King of England telling us what we had to do. We're now a country and we should be more united. I mean, it is the 4th of July, but lots of countries have the 4th of July. It's a day off. It's a day to celebrate. We watched the fireworks. Wasn't that fun?
Yes.
Yes. We hope all of you had a safe and happy Independence Day. Our country was established in 1776 when the Declaration of Independence was signed. A great week, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we had lots of stuff going on. But you know, there's more to celebrate here on Real Estate Radio than the week of independence. And what we've been doing for the past few weeks is talking about some of the things that are celebrated on the day that we have our radio show. So, Angela, hold on to your seat. Alan, hold on to your seat. You ready for what we celebrate today? Well, today is International Cherry Pit Spitting Day.
That's crazy.
It is. It's also Hop a Park Day. So if you go to multiple parks,
that could be
it's
fun.
Hop a Park Day.
That could be fun.
It's also the International Day of Cooperativeness. So you and I have to cooperate much more than usual today.
That's pretty funny.
So all those husbands and wives out there, cooperate.
Uh-huh.
All right. Uh-huh. It's also, I love this one, it's International Kissing Day.
Now that's worth celebrating.
So there you go.
I love
last
that
week
one.
It was National Hug Your Wife Day or Hugging
no,
Day.
No, it was Marriage Day.
Marriage Day. There you go. It's also National Air Traffic Controller Day.
Oh.
Very important people.
Yeah.
And a very stressful job.
Very stressful job.
It's also National Fried Chicken Day.
We can do something
so
about that.
So go to KFC and get some fried
or
chicken.
Or in your own kitchen.
Or
make
in your
some.
Own kitchen.
Have
there
some
you go.
Chicken and waffles.
Two more. It's Take Your Webmaster to Lunch Day.
What?
Yeah.
Do I have a webmaster?
Well, we don't, but a lot of people do in their company. They have a webmaster.
So.
Well, our son-in-law is a web person.
True.
So take your webmaster to lunch day. And finally, it's Umbrella Cover Day.
These are the most obscure things. It's ridiculous, by the way.
Well, you know,
except the International Kissing Day. That one makes sense to me.
Yeah. But if you're going to the
rest
beach,
of them,
if you're going to sit at the beach, you ought to cover up. So thank your umbrella.
That's what you thought it meant?
Well, I don't know. I looked up what they mean.
Yeah.
And they don't give an explanation. Except sometimes they say what year that it started and what day it is.
Because I'm thinking it's the cover that goes on an umbrella.
Well, I don't know.
You and I are in way different thought processes as usual.
And by the way, for a bit of trivia, sometimes these days are celebrated like the first Saturday in July, and sometimes they are actual the day in July. Like today is July 6th, so sometimes it is July 6th. So you may hear them next year because they're the first Saturday in July, and sometimes you won't because it won't be July 6th next year. But anyway, none of these have anything to do with real estate, but we thought we'd start off with a bit of smiles for the day and hope we gave you a little bit of smiles here on Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. And of course, we say that we are your problem-solving realtors on the radio. And you know what it is now that it is the first Saturday in July?
What?
It marks our seven and a half year anniversary here on the radio.
Wow, that's right.
How about
that? We started in January of 2012.
Yeah. And we got some interesting stuff to report on today. And we want to answer your questions. So give us a call. What's the number, Angela?
222-TALK-TO-ME. You have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255. And of course, it's area code 904.
Yeah.
Duval.
We want you to be the best prepared buyer or seller that you can be. And we also want to tell you what's going on, not only locally, but some interesting stories around the country, because some of them eventually come here to the greater metropolitan area. But what has happened this past week? Because some houses did sell, even though it was the 4th of July. We talked to customers on the 4th of July, didn't we?
Always.
Always.
Because people aren't working, which means we are working.
That's right.
That's how it goes.
Okay. So how did it go?
Okay. So here's what happened. According to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 775 offers got accepted. That's about the same as it was last week. And also 761 new homes came on the market. Now that number is up 9% from the previous week. 153 of those are already under contract. That's like 20%. We're still seeing that number. 35 of those went under contract on the very first day they were listed. And 691 of you actually closed on a home for yourself. And we say, congratulations. And that number's up 5% from the previous week. And the nice thing about that, Howard, is they have this long weekend to move in.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Gives you lots of time.
Drink a lot of water.
Yeah, stay hydrated as you're trying to move in, you bet.
That's right. All right. Now, are interest rates any good?
Oh, my goodness. They are still so low, it's crazy.
How
right?
low can they go?
Exactly. So the 30-year rate, you ready? It rose, Howard. It went to 3.75%.
Oh, my God.
Right?
That's still about the lowest in 3 years?
In 3 years, yeah. Oh. It's excellent, excellent. Now, this time last year, just as a comparison, it was 4.52%. And the 15-year rate, well, it rose also 0.02% to 3.18%. And this time last year, it was 3.99%. So, you know, but getting money is cheaper this year than it was last year. Now, the VA and the FHA 30-year rate fell about 5 points, or 0.05%, not 5 points, to an unbelievable 3.55%. So if you're looking at getting FHA, that's 3.5% down, or VA, that's a dollar down, you can do that for 3.55% interest rate. That's crazy. It's time to buy. If you were thinking about it, get off the fence, go get that house, condo, townhouse, whatever it is you're looking for, go today. Call us if you need help. Because we're always working.
What's Christine's number? Our mortgage.
Christine Kennedy.
Extraordinaire.
Who is our success mortgage partner. Her number is 904-514-6969. That's an easy number.
Yeah.
Plus, it's on our website, angelaandhoward.com. If you happen to, you know, be driving and you can't write something down, go to angelaandhoward.com. You'll find all of our trusted vendors who we enjoy doing business with, who we know are great for you.
All right.
That's how they have to meet all these qualifications to get on our website.
Hey, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about the high and low sales for June. And there are a couple of really interesting things to tell you about.
Can't
also,
wait.
You know, we talk about prepping your home for sale. What
yes.
about prepping your home for when you go on vacation?
Ooh,
that's
super
something
important.
We've
I
never talked about
yeah,
before.
Super important.
How about that? Also, a new word in real estate. Get educated. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela Team Advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy Saturday, even though it's hot. It's like really hot and sticky.
Well, you can be hot and happy. It's HHH, hot, happy, and humid.
That doesn't work for me.
Well, put a happy on it.
I would like to go somewhere where it's a little more cooler, like in the 70s.
You know, I was watching the news this morning.
Yes.
And in Anchorage, Alaska.
That was crazy.
Now, Anchorage is in northern Alaska.
Yes.
80 degrees today, which is totally.
No. It's going higher than that. It's in the 90s. It's at 5 degrees above its normal temperature. It's setting a record.
5 degrees above its highest, like, ever temperature.
Right.
I mean, just
it's setting.
Nuts.
It's not in the 80s, though. It's in the 90s.
Sorry.
And that's, like, unheard of in Alaska. So, and they showed where the glaciers have melted, like, 50%.
Well, in the last several years.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's crazy, isn't it? It's so, so hot.
Yeah, they were showing that the jet stream, it had a separate jet stream.
Yes.
Pardon my tongue-tiedness.
Tiedness? No.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was an abnormal jet stream going over
Alaska.
There was one jet stream up there and then one around the southern half of the United States.
You got that? You got the earthquakes happening.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's crazy time.
All right. Hey, let's move on to one of the fun features here on Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard, which is the high and low sales for the month and something that we broke a record on in the 7.5 years that we've been doing it.
Been reporting.
that we've been reporting, which is 7.5 years, which is there were $39 million sales for the month of June. 39.
Somebody's
for,
got
for
money.
Single family homes.
Somebody's got money. You're buying a million-dollar house, you're doing fine.
Four of them were on the ocean, one was on the river, and an additional 13 were on water. And I don't mean a pond. I mean like navigable water.
Like the Intracoastal or something.
Yeah, and 13 of them were cash purchases. They ranged in price. Get this range. And I'm going to talk about price per square foot. From $189 per square foot to $1,575 per square foot. How about that? These are all million-dollar properties.
Now, here's nobody the really biggest. Cares about that, Howard. What we care about is what can you get for the $1 million. Like, okay. I don't care how much I'm paying a square foot. I want to know what I'm getting for.
Well, here was.
So what do you get for
here
the
here was the most expensive one. And I want to tell you right away, not me. So, but some people, someone did it. $4,350,000. And, of course, where am I going to say it is? You're going to guess it, Angela. Go ahead and get one shot. It was on the ocean.
Looking at God's creation. Hello, Ponte Vedra.
Ponte Vedra Beach. It was 20 houses down from...
The club.
The club, Ponte Vedra Beach Inn. It was built in 1935, and most of it, I shouldn't say most of it, a lot of it was original, like original tile in the bathrooms. So this was one of these older homes that just had not been redone. So it even had, you know, window air conditioners. Can you believe that?
That I'm having trouble with. But the old tile, I'm not really having trouble with because some of that stuff is cool and people still like it. And I know there's so many shows about making things new and different and modern, but there is a huge group of people that like the old stuff. And what's interesting is how quality it is that it's still standing.
Yeah, it has original tongue and grooves wooden walls.
Now, I love that.
How about that?
I love that.
No pool. And
it has the ocean, Howard.
I know.
You don't need a pool. You just don't need a pool.
Well, sometimes I just like to float.
Well, go float in the ocean.
Yeah, but then you wait 5 minutes and you're down 500 yards.
That's the fun.
I just want to
good exercise. You got to get back.
2,800 square feet. Again, $4,350,000. It's all about location. Now, if you didn't want to quite spend that much, you could have spent, take off a few zeros on the end, $12,000. Two bedroom, one bath, 738 square feet. It was also an older house built in 1914. It was as is. It was an REO, which stands for real estate owned, which really means that it was a bank foreclosure. It was on the market for 72 days, and the bank lost some money because it sold back in 2006 for $79,000.
Yeah. Wow.
By the way, the first one that I told you about, the one that sold for $4.3 million, was on the market for 10 days.
Location.
Don't know whether someone is gonna tear it down and build it over because they want the location, or just fix it up. But you know, it was just this tri-level house, nothing at all special about it, except for, as you said, the location.
Yeah, you're killing me here.
Okay,
you're killing me
here.
All right,
let's go to condos, because normally we have one, two, or three condos that sell for $1 million. Yeah. Last month we had zip, meaning in May we had zip.
Okay,
but in the month of June, another record.
What?
Seven that sold
seven
for
$1 million
or more. All of them were oceanfront. The biggest one, or I should say, the most expensive one, sold for $2,150,000. It was a three-bedroom, three-bath, also in Ponte Vedra, 2,500 square feet, at Spinnaker's Reach.
Yeah.
And what was unique about it,
what?
It was the only first-floor unit with an elevator. Now, go ahead and ask me.
What?
Why do you need an elevator with a first-floor unit?
Yeah.
Go ahead and ask.
Why?
Why do you need an elevator?
I know why, but go ahead. Why?
Because it was a two-story unit. And because...
You said it was a one-story unit.
No, I said it was a first-floor unit.
Oh, okay.
It was a first-floor unit, and there's a garage underneath. So the private elevator for this your unit went from the garage underneath to the first floor and to the second floor.
See?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
How about that?
So you can age in place.
Yes. And it was renovated, but it was purchased previously in 07 for $1.5
million. How about that?
Now, I doubt they did, $600,000 in renovation. But, of course, there's inflation on Pontevedra Beach overlooking the ocean. All right. Now, the lowest price one was also the highest, lowest price that we've ever had.
The highest, lowest price. So that tells you that pricing's going up in all categories.
Yeah, okay. $58,000. One-bedroom, one-bath.
Yeah.
It was in the Preserve in San Jose. We looked at buying one there a few years ago. 799 square feet. Was on the market for 141 days. And it essentially was move-in ready, except that it needed an air conditioner.
But what they just did over there?
They opened it up. Well, you tell everybody.
The HOA. They have an assessment, and the HOA went up to $500 a month. That little place shouldn't deserve or require that. But because of that, they've had to open it up to investors. So before it was a limited number of properties could be rentals. Now the whole thing could be rentals. And the funny thing was it was an apartment complex to begin with.
Interesting.
That was converted to condos.
Yeah. By the way, 5 of the 7 sold for cash. So how about that? So it used to be that you can buy the lowest price ones were in the 20s and sometimes 30s and on occasion 40s, but now the lowest price one was $58,000.
And it's only a one bedroom.
Prices are going up.
They are going up and interest rates are down. Buy now before you can't afford to.
You know, but we have a way. I want to give a tip that you and I are actually doing, because sometimes we give a landlord and tenant tip. So we want to give a landlord and tenant tip. You know, oftentimes renters, they don't stay very long. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. I mean, I've had a couple of units where they stay for a year and move, or realize they can't afford it and they move out. And they usually, renters, sometimes they don't leave the place in very good condition. So the carpet has to be replaced every single time. And I put in, frankly, cheap carpeting because of that. Now, you may say, well, if you put in better carpeting, then you won't have to replace it.
How about tile?
That is the tip of the week. Don't replace carpeting every time. Replace it with tile. And what we are starting to use is that 8-inch by 2-foot long tile that looks like wood.
It's 6-inch, and I'm going with 3 feet.
6-inch by I don't think it comes 3 feet. I think it comes 2 feet. I don't think it comes 3 feet.
I just shopped it yesterday.
Okay. Anyway, the point is replace the entire, any place there's carpeting, replace it with tile. It will last years and years and years rather than having to replace it. But there's also a second benefit in that when you have to replace with carpet, you have the expense of taking the carpet out, and then you have to order it. You have to wait for it to come in. You have to pay for an installer. So there's extra days between the time that you can rent it. Save a couple of days before you can put it back on the market. All you have to do is wash the tile.
Well, it's really quicker. Great, though, too, because what if they have a flood? You know, what if something leaks in the house? Now it's on tile versus it being carpet.
Absolutely.
So, anyway. All right. It's a better product for you.
So that's our money-saving tips for landlord. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about prepping your house for vacation as opposed to prepping it for sale. Also, what do cities do? What do metropolitan areas do when they run out of land to build? Is that ever going to happen here in the metropolitan area? Now, sure,
No. People
can go west, No. They can go north, they can go south.
No.
Aha, what if you want to shorten your commute? We're going to talk about that when we get back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Talk radio.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Small communities in the Mojave Desert are reeling from a magnitude 7.1 earthquake. It's a second major trembler in as many days to hit that region of Southern California. Authorities say the shaker last night was centered once again near the town of Ridgecrest. That's where a 6.4 magnitude quake hit on the 4th of July. Caltech seismologist Lucy Jones says people need to expect there will be considerable shaking and seismic activity in the days and weeks to come. Financial analyst, Hillary Kramer says the strong jobs report out yesterday poses a new challenge for the Fed as to whether it will follow through on its plan to cut interest rates, as it has been signaling. On Wall Street, it was the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 44 points by the closing bell to end up the week at 26,922. The NASDAQ was up by 32. This is SRN News.
Did you know that YMCA has been America's lead swim instructor for more than 100 years? The YMCA of North Florida will teach your children swimming basics such as water acclimation, movement, and stamina. The Y even offers classes for infants starting at 6 months old. Never worry about your child being around water ever again. Let the Y teach your kids safety around water. Already know how to swim but want to enhance your skills? The YMCA can do that for you too. For more information, visit FirstCoastYMCA.org or call 904-265-1775.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. While we've earned the reputation as North Florida and South Georgia's preeminent official Rolex jeweler, it's important to point out that at Underwoods we carry other watches too. We start with Seiko, the most reliable and serviceable watch made for under $500. Next we have Tavan, the Swiss-made ladies and men's and dress and sport watches starting at $450. We also carry the Swiss watch Raymond Weil in ladies, men's, and men's sport watches, and they start at $600. If it's a ladies diamond fashion watch, you need to look at Michelle. They start at $525. Another name we carry is Tudor, inspired by Rolex with the same founder and owner. And their sport watches and chronographs are the rage in Swiss timekeeping. And they're priced from $2,000 to $5,000. So if you're interested in watches, we have what you want at Underwoods. And all of our watches carry a five-year warranty. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Tis the season of high winds, thunderstorms, and hurricanes. Hey, it's Johnny the voiceover guy for SNC Square Roofing. You all know that SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, but what you might not know is that it was replaced due to wind damage. Steve over at SNC Square worked directly with the insurance company, filed all the necessary paperwork, and there were zero headaches. The storm season is here, and so is SNC Square Roofing. Don't call any roofer. Call my roofer, SNC Square Roofing, 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Dennis Prager here on the next Dennis Prager Show. Give you a list of some of the major hoaxes of just the last few years with regard to racism in America. So here's a question. Why so many hoaxes? If America is so racist, why do you need a hoax? Well, the answer is obvious. The question was rhetorical. I will explain. We'll have the Ultimate Issues Hour.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Up to a 60% chance of rain all weekend and all week. Mostly cloudy all weekend with highs near 90, lows about 75. Then starting Monday, partly sunny skies during the day, mostly cloudy at night with daytime highs into the low 90s, nighttime lows about 75.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Your home.
Good morning. Welcome back. I'm so excited. I was reading a text and I wasn't really paying attention. Sorry, y'all.
Okay, anyway. You're fired.
No, okay, you're not. I got to go
we
then.
Love
Let me
you.
Go. No. Anyway, we're just being silly today.
We are. Hey, you know.
So what do you want to talk about, Howard?
Well, we talk about all the time about prepping your home for sale, but you know, a lot of people go on vacation.
Yes, this is very important in the summer.
There's a way to prep your home for a summer getaway, summer vacation. And some of it is to save money. Some of it is to just make you feel better. So let's talk about some of the ways to prep your home for your summer getaway. First one is about cleaning your home. Why? And one of the things you should do about that is to make it so comfortable when you get home. Who wants to come home to a messy house?
I always clean my house before I go out of town. Always.
And now, we always make our beds, but some people don't. So what we do is we always have clean sheets. We
Absolutely.
Always make sure there's no dirty laundry so that the only laundry we have to do is what we bring home with us.
Yes.
We always take out our trash. We always clean out our fridge to prevent any food from spoiling.
Yes.
Imagine opening your refrigerator and things stink in there.
Ugh.
Like milk is,
yeah.
You know, all globbed. We don't want that to happen. So we suggest to clean your house before you go. How about saving money? There's a way to do that on a couple of things. And that, of course, the two big things to save money is adjust your thermostat. Put it up to 78 degrees because you are not going to be there. But there's another thing that you can do to save money, and that's to adjust the temperature on your water heater. And if it's an electric water heater, you can just go out to the garage or go out to wherever your electric circuit box is and just flick that switch and
yes.
turn off.
I mean, why keep heating the water if you're not there?
Yeah. Now, remember, if it's a gas one, there's a red dial. You don't want to shut off the gas. There's a red dial, and there's usually a vacation setting. Just turn it way, way down so that you can save some money on your gas bill while you're down. How about that one?
That's a good one.
We got more.
Also, I actually have gas, and I didn't know there was a vacation setting.
Yeah.
Also, that means you take care of it, doesn't it?
All right. I will do that. Also, don't give the impression that nobody is home. Make your home look lived in, like putting a couple of lights on timers, handling your mail. Either get a neighbor to take it, or you can put your mail on hold for
yes.
the duration of the trip. By the way, you can do that online. You do not have to stand in line at the post office. Just go on to the post office website, which is really, really easy.
It is
Guess
easy.
What the post office one is? USPS.gov.com.
Okay.
I did it when I changed my place. So, you know, ask a neighbor to check on your house regularly. Just walk around. Give a neighbor a key if they need to go into it. Also, take some safety precautions. There are a lot of people that turn off their main water supply. Now, you don't have to worry about watering your lawn this time of year because it's going to rain like every day. Unplug any unnecessary appliances. Why? Because there's thunderstorms coming like every day.
Yeah.
And you may have a power surge. Of course, your electronics you should have in a surge protector anyway. But those are some of the things that we suggest you do to prepare your home for vacation. You don't want to come home to appliances that are fried or high electric bills.
Did you say anything about like the Ring doorbell?
Oh, let's talk about the Ring doorbell.
I think that's a great idea.
Well, tell everybody what unique things the Ring doorbell does.
Well, when someone, it senses heat. So when someone walks up to the door, it lets you know on your phone. And you can buy them with or without a two-way communication. But if you have the two-way communication, then from your phone, you can say, "Can I help you? What
yeah.
do you need?"
Yeah, it looks like somebody's home.
So you could be away from home, but it's still, you're tending to your home. So I love that.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really great thing to do in terms of, you know, trying to keep your home safe while you're gone.
Yeah. And a lot of people in our neighborhood have the Ring doorbell.
Yeah. We go walk the neighborhood and we sort of count the number of cameras that are out and about. And I would say, gosh, nowadays it's like 80% of the houses have cameras.
Okay.
And we live in a safe neighborhood.
We do.
Yeah. So it's like, wow, what happens in a neighborhood that's not safe?
You know, sometimes we like to talk about not only what's going on here in Jacksonville, but what may come here in the future. And there are a lot of cities around the country that don't have the advantages that we have, other than weather, of course, which is the ability to expand. We can go north here. We can go east south? Here in Clay County. We can go south in St. John's County.
You said but in, east in Clay County in the same sentence. You mean west.
West. I'm sorry. Thank you. Yeah, we can't go east.
No.
There's the ocean there.
No.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So there are a lot of cities that just can't go anywhere because
it's already saturated.
It's already saturated. Yeah. So what do they do? Because, you know, or that the commuting becomes so far that people just don't want to drive an hour and a half into the city, which is where they work.
It's so stressful.
What do they
it's very
do?
Stressful.
Because there's no place to build anymore. So what some cities are doing is, you know, because all the stuff inside the city, they're all zoned for single-family dwellings.
Most of them.
So what do they do? You know what they're doing? They are passing new laws that say, okay, where all those single-family homes are, they're making them available now to build duplexes or triplexes. So the zoning is changing. It's changing the zoning to allow different types of buildings. So imagine if we took the area of Southside or Mandarin or Avondale or Riverside or San Marco or San Jose, when it gets too crowded here and the zoning changed to say, okay, how about a duplex there instead? What do you guys think about that as a way of shortening your commute? If there's a house that's old and you want to sell it, somebody can tear it down. A fixer-upper can be torn down and somebody could build a duplex there.
I like the idea. I like the idea from, you know, I think the last number I heard, it was like 40% of women buy houses, right? Like, so that of the house buyers, 40% of them are single women. And so I think, you know, wouldn't that be a great income offsetting situation if you were to buy a duplex, a triplex, or even a quadruplex, and you have tenants in some of them, but you live in one of them? I mean, isn't that smart?
Yeah, or you don't want to live in an apartment. You want the look of a house, so you build a, you know, up and down duplex, and it allows people to be within a reasonable distance of being at their place of business, which might be downtown. They may work, you know, in an attorney's office downtown, and they don't want to have the hour commute because, I mean, they're going to build another beltway around town, but it's still going to take a long time. You go from, you know, St. John's County, it takes a while. But if you could live in Southside or you can live in Riverside in a house in a duplex, that shortens your commute. So if any of you have any thoughts on that, give us a call. Tell us the number, Angela, again.
To talk to me, you have to call 222-TALK.
Now, I realize if you're happy in a single family dwelling, you may not want a duplex built right next to you. But if you're thinking of the greater good over time, what do you think about that concept? Give us a call and let's have a discussion about that.
And know that it's just hypothetical what Howard's talking about. There's no current legislation happening in Duval, Clay, St. John's, or anywhere, but this is happening in other metropolitan areas across the country.
In fact, in one state, the state is Oregon, they just passed a statewide law, both in the House and the Senate, to pass a member to a measure to require cities, any city with more than 10,000 people, to allow duplexes in areas that have zoned that are zoned only for single-family homes, to allow duplexes. Because Oregon has a huge, huge problem. So 40 years from now...
I don't think about Oregon being like that.
It's a very popular place to live. So if you have a thought about it, you know, this may occur 30, 40 years from now here in Jacksonville, because Florida is a very, very popular place to live. People are moving here. People are moving here more than any other state. We're going to run out of room one day. Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. 222-8255. And we're going to be right back talking about couple of other really, really interesting things. Stay with us. We will be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestpro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon. Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit thebuildinginspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio, everyone. We appreciate you staying with us. And we have Marshall on the line.
Good morning, Marshall.
Marshall, are you still there? No, maybe not. Mike.
Oh, Marshall
left
us. Did you
push the right button?
I did. But we're no longer blinking.
Well,
Marshall, please give us a call back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully it's, not necessarily hopefully, but one of the Marshalls that has been on the Van Wees is the Marshall that does reverse mortgages. Perhaps he has a question or comment regarding our last topic, which was that what's happening in some larger metropolitan areas that's running out of space to build homes. They're allowing multi-families, duplexes, and sometimes triplexes or quadplexes, where there previously were only zoned for a single-family home. And we might have to face that in the years to come. So if you have a thought on that, give us a call at 222-8255. All right.
What would you like to talk about now, sir?
I want you to be careful. The you in the big sense.
I was supposed to say, why? What's wrong? What's going on?
If there is a conservation easement on your property, and you'd be surprised how many of you actually have that. If you have a house or a piece of property that's on a pond, you probably have a conservation easement. If you have one that is located on a preserve, you probably have a conservation easement. And it's usually shown on your survey. And a survey is what you got at a closing. Survey shows where your house is located on your property, shows you the boundary lines. And a conservation easement is a place that you cannot build. You can't build a deck. You can't put any part of your structure. You can't build a patio. You can't even overhang a deck. So you can't put a structure that overhangs. So you can put you can't put a pier for a deck and then overhang the deck 3 feet onto the onto that part of the easement. You can't fill in any dirt. You can't pull out any vegetation. You can't cut down a tree. And this is even if it's on your own land. Now, you can ask for a variance. If, for example, there's a dying tree that threatens your house, and what do? You start with the county, and you ask for a variance. Now, if you violate one of these easements and somebody catches you, you could be sued by an environmental group. Now, I want to tell you how bad it can get. There was a California couple that was fined by a judge almost $600,000. Now, they didn't even build anything. They didn't even cut down a tree. They moved a tree. It was a 200-year-old oak tree.
How do you move a 200-year-old oak tree?
Very carefully.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. They moved it from one part of their yard to another.
Oh, that's crazy.
Well, it subsequently died.
Of course it did.
Well,
you can't move a 200-year-old tree.
Now, they subsequently found that the homeowners, that the county, environmental group, subsequently found out that the homeowner had moved over, get this, 3,000 cubic yards of dirt and rock from their property to another part of their property, and that the oak tree had been uprooted without permits. Now, it may have been fine if they had gotten a variance from the county, but they didn't. And this environmental group sued or brought a case against them, and the county went, with the help of a judge, got a $600,000 judgment.
Only in California.
Now, that obviously, this was a big piece of property. The people had a lot of money, but they really moved a lot of dirt to get this.
That is a lot of dirt. I wonder what they were doing. Whatever you read, did it say what they were actually doing, why they needed to move that much dirt?
Whatever the heck they wanted. And that's the problem. They did whatever they wanted. Speaking of doing whatever they wanted. Now, this was an individual. I want to talk about another place where somebody did what they wanted.
Yes.
You know, most cities have a housing authority. So, like Jacksonville has a Jacksonville Housing Authority that helps people that are in need. Now,
yes.
A housing authority has to obey federal law.
Of course.
So,
they get federal money.
There was a housing authority in Colorado that was sued by an entity. Won't go into the entity. They wanted to charge families a pet deposit who had a valid, and keyword valid, emotional support animal. The town runs the housing authority, just like Jacksonville runs the Jacksonville Housing Authority. Now, it's interesting, or maybe totally irrelevant, that the residents of these units only pay $150 a month, but they still had valid emotional support animals.
Okay.
And they still wanted to charge the residents they wanted to charge them a pet deposit. That is illegal, according to the American with Disabilities Act. The Housing Authority, which is owned by the city was charged by the federal authority a fine.
How much?
$1 million.
Ouch.
Because it affected so many people in the Housing Authority. And wow. The reason I tell you this is not because necessarily that Jacksonville does it, which they don't. What I want to tell you is it can happen to individual landlords. We have yes. many landlords that are listening. You and I are landlords.
We are.
And we ask if people have animals. Now, we're not allowed, by the way, to discriminate if someone has an animal. We cannot. We can say, okay, is it an emotional support animal? And if it is a valid emotional support animal and they have a valid certificate for that animal and by their doctor saying that they need this animal, then A, we cannot say that they can't live there, and B, we cannot charge them a deposit, and C, we cannot charge them an additional rent for their animal, or we can be fined. So you listeners out there that have rental property, be aware of these three things or you can get into deep problem.
Nobody wants that.
So that's what we want to tell you. You know what it's time for, because we're near the end of the show? Okay. We got two properties that we want to tell you about that both are really, really good values. One of them is on the south side. It is on Royalwood Drive, and that is near Bay Meadows and Southside Boulevard. It's 2,700 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, with gorgeous, gorgeous wood floors, a sunken living room, the most beautiful backyard. Oh, my goodness. A redone kitchen, redone baths, redone closet, redone Florida room, so many oohs and ahs. Both a living room and a family room, big, big garage.
An amazing backyard.
Oh, my gosh. It's just gorgeous. You walk into this house, and it's like, this is a party house.
Yes.
They used to have parties in there with 50 people in there spread yep. all over the house.
Well, you've got a formal living room, a formal dining room, a family room, and a big bonus room.
And that
So there's
that
a lot
backyard.
Of common area. Yeah.
A big fire pit with seating around there, and it's priced at $335. The other one is in Middleburg on Sandhill Crane in a community called Two Creeks. 29, almost 3,000 square feet in Middleburg. 5 bedrooms and 4 full baths. Now, the bedrooms, there's a 4-way split, a screen lanai, 3-car garage, big kitchen island, high ceilings. 3 different ovens, 2 of them are convection, Samsung appliances, 2 HVAC systems built in 09. So many built-ins, huge master closet. It's a multi-generational house, has a hot tub, preserve lot, corner lot, loads of amenities. It's only $102 a square foot. That's $305,000.
Crazy.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
Call us after the show. Call me 687 8161. Hey, folks, have a great, great weekend. The Van Wees are on tap. They're going to give you some great information about what happened this week. Thumbs are up.